have faith in God. As simple as that statement is, over the years, I realized that many people do not have faith in God. Pay much closer attention to what we have heard so that we do not drift. When we start talking about the subject of faith, the most important thing for us to remember is to go back to the basics. How do we ensure that our life do not go in the direction where we don't want it to go? We do not allow the things we have been taught to drift. We are not understanding the situation. We're understanding God's word. It's God's word that we understand that will put us above the situation. No matter how we understand the situation, it will not produce solution. God's word is solution for every situation. Glory to the name of the Lord. The progress of our life is largely determined by our faith in God. The progress of your life is largely determined by your faith in God. And tonight I want to share a few thoughts around the subject of have faith in God. Glory to God. Have faith in God. As simple as that statement is, over the years, I realized that many people do not have faith in God. They have faith in other things, but not God. You know, when we have a word of faith meeting, over the years, I've been privileged to teach the word of faith in a number of settings. And when we have word of faith meetings, I try to take people back to the basics. Because the word of faith, or God's word of faith, is not complex. I don't like things that are very complex. I think life is hard enough. We shouldn't add more troubles to it. And so when we talk about the subject of faith, actually, faith is not very complex. Faith simply means absolute reliance on God, regardless of your physical evidences. That's what faith is. That you are absolutely relying where? On God, regardless of what? The physical evidences. But let's look at Hebrews chapter 2 verse 1 first. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 1. I like to use the New American Standard Bible. And it says, thank you. For this reason, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard so that we do not drift away from it. It says, pay much closer attention to what we have heard so that we do not drift. When we start talking about the subject of faith, the most important thing for us to remember is to go back to the basics. You know, sometimes we can want this deep revelation so deep that we are drowning. Let's just go back to the basics. Some of the things you've been taught in this church over the years is to go back to them. It says, we must give our full attention to what we were told so that we do not drift away. That's what the CEV says, so that we do not drift away. Now, my grandfather was a fisherman. Now, if you understand, when you're fishing with canoe, when you're done at the end of the day, you tie the canoe to... How many of you have anybody who fished in your lineage? I'm not saying who eats fish, who fished for fish, because some of you only eat. Raise your hands. Okay, who fished with canoe, right? And you know what happens, right? They come back at the end of the day and tie it. Why? So that the canoe will not move. All right. But if that canoe is not tied, how many of you know what canoe is? So you won't think it's one type of computer game. All right. Okay. Let's be sure we're together. So, if that canoe is not tied, right, what happens after a long while? If my grandfather comes overnight, you will not find that canoe there. That canoe might be close to the neighboring village. Now, observe me. Watch this carefully. If my grandfather got up and needed to go fish, he would lose the canoe, get inside, and paddle. Right? So he's going this direction to fish. He would turn the canoe and paddle in that direction. But if he doesn't tie that canoe, the canoe will drift. Now, if he's going in a particular direction, he's paddling with effort, direction, with force. He's making movements in the direction of where he's going. I need to pay attention. Now, if he allows that canoe to drift, you will not see a lot of movement because nobody's paddling the canoe. There will not be a lot of force, but there is still movement. What I'm trying to say is that if you don't intentionally apply faith in your life will still move, but it will end up where you really don't want it to end up. And how do we ensure that our life do not go in the direction where we don't want it to go? We do not allow the things we have been taught to drift. Are you with me? Come on, church, are you with me? Which simply means that the truth you've been taught on divine healing, you go back over them again and again and again and again, not only when you are sick. The words you've been taught on divine protection, the words you've been taught on divine prosperity, you go over them again. Are you with me? You feed on them again so that you don't allow those words to drift. For example, we've been taught that you can have what you say because that's what the word of God says. You watch your mouth again. Right? So that, I remember early days when myself and my wife got married, we were holding ourselves accountable, you know, concerning the confession of our lips. And when I say something, my wife say, oh, you have what you say. I say, that's not what I really mean. You know, as the husband, you don't really want to admit that you have slipped. So you just say that you know how it is when you are playing games with your friend, right? When you were younger, and then the game just started. You are already losing 2-0. You say, let's just start again. Now is the real time. Do you understand what I'm saying? But see, you've got to tell yourself to go back to the basics. Are you letting your tongue slip? Are you not guarding your heart anymore? Are you now confessing confusion? You know, one of the things I taught my church members, I say, never say you're confused. Confusion is a product of the curse, Deuteronomy 28. No matter how things look, always say the wisdom of God is at work in my life. I know what to do. The Holy Ghost is telling me what to do. Don't those guys say, I just tired for life. No, we're not tired. We're reigning in life through Christ. Now, but pastor, if you really understand, we are not understanding the situation, we're understanding God's word. It's God's word that we understand that will put us above the situation. No matter how we understand the situation, it will not produce solution. God's word is solution for every situation. Come and say, God's word is a solution for every situation. See, actually, God's word is a multi-purpose tablet. You know those guys who sell one drugs for anything, for many things? That's how the word of God is. The word of God is intelligent enough. He knows where to solve the problem from. Glory to God. Says we do not drift. Paul says to write the same things to you is not burdensome. It's not tiring for me. He says, but for your safety. It is safe to write the same things to you. It's safe to write the same things to you. Repetition is safety in Christianity. So when we come for a meeting like this, what we're actually trying to do is not to catch new revelations, is to repeat the things we've heard and we've learned. Glory to the name of the Lord. I say glory to the name of the Lord. You leave a meeting like this pumped up with victory. You keep declaring in the face of adversity, I'm coming over and not under. I'm thriving. I'm making progress. Everything is working together for my good. It doesn't look like it, but it is working. I said, it doesn't look like it, but it is working. It doesn't look like it, but it is working. It doesn't look like it, but it is working. And it's working for my good, my good, my good, my good, my good. I don't know about you, but everything is working for my good. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, you are just talking. Well, that's the way we do. That's the method of victory. You know, people actually like very complex things. Right? That's the method of victory. We talk our way through. We're not just talking words. We are affirming words of victory. Praise God. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 9. NIV version. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 9. The NIV version says, only be careful. Look at this. And watch yourselves closely, so that you do not forget the things your eyes have seen, or let them slip from your heart. Some translation says, or let them fade from your heart as long as you live. Two words I want you to pick. Don't forget the things your eyes have seen. Don't forget the illumination that you received by the word of God. You know, I sense in my spirit that one of the reasons God brought me here is just to remind you that the words you've heard in this church, don't forget them. The teachings of victory, the teachings of progress, the word of God that has been taught in this house, don't let it slip from your heart. Don't let it fade from your heart. Hold on to the word that has been taught. Sometimes it's not new revelation you need, it's a reminder of what you've learned before. Hallelujah. You know, a football coach in America, the team was losing. The team was losing badly. And then they brought this football coach, very good coach, John Wooden. And then he got everybody together. And then he picked a football. And he says, ladies and gentlemen, this is football. You know, how can you be telling professionals this is football? The man did not want to assume. He started from the basics. Sometimes when the crisis is hard and the issues of life are facing you so hard, don't try to do more. Go back to the basics. Just go back to the basics. What's the basics? The confession of your lips. What's the basics? Praying in the spirit. What's the basis? Having the image of victory. Just go back to the basics. Just go back to the basics. What's the basis? Speaking the mercy of God. Speaking the favor of God. Knowing that your words count and your words matter. Knowing that the spirit of faith is undefeated in the midst of tribulation. You go back to the basics. Glory to the name of the Lord. You don't allow the basics to fade from your heart. You know, the truths that you already know. One of the best things you can do in the midst of a crisis or in the midst of an emergency is to remain calm. And that's the thing the enemy doesn't want you to do. You know, sometimes frantic effort in crisis increases crisis. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You know, fire is burning somewhere, and then people are carrying everything to throw. Somebody will go and carry a gallon. And say, because it's heavy, he was thinking it's water, not knowing that it's fuel, that it's cans that they have brought there and throws. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because he's not calm. So just say, throw on, anything. Say, throw on, bring that gallon. He didn't even ask what's inside the gallon. Before you know, he pours fuel in the fire. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because he's frantic. There's no temptation that is upon you that's not common. There's a way of escape. See, but you can't see the way of escape when you're frantic. Are you following what I'm saying? You know, my wife used to tell me sometimes that I'm one person who is hardly bothered. I'm hardly bothered about things. I remember one time we had some stuff was going on. We're talking about it. We're in a meeting, we're talking about it. So I just told them that I want to go and sleep. They say, how can you sleep? I said, how can I not sleep? All of us have been awake. We haven't solved anything. I said, let me sleep. At least one thing I'm sure of, when I wake up, the problem will still be here to be solved. But the other thing is, I would have rested. Because faith is rest. Absolute faith is absolute rest. And pastor, it's not very easy. That's why it's from the Spirit. Faith is of the Spirit. Hallelujah. What's my message tonight? Very simple word. Have faith in God. So when we talk about having faith in God, right? Go to Mark 11. Okay, let's do Proverbs 4:20 first. Are you still here? Proverbs chapter 4 verse 20. We're in 20 to 22. My son, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words. Don't let them out of your sight. Don't let them out of your sight. Don't let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart. Do not let them depart. Don't let them out of your sight. Did you see that? Come on, did you see that? Don't let what you've been taught out of your sight. Keep it in front of you. Keep the word of God in front of you. Keep the word of prosperity in front of you. Oh, but frail has gone up. Come on, don't let the word of increase out of your sight. I've never known a better yesterday. Never. I mean, the Lord has supernaturally, by His grace, blessed me. But I keep God's word in front of me. So there are some news I don't listen to. But I just want to know. I just really, you know, in this my life, I like to just know about what is going on so that somebody can. If you let the word out of your sight and put the news in front of you, your heart will reproduce what's in the news. Because that's the principle. Beholding us in a mirror, right? With unveiled face, we are being transformed into the image of the Lord by the Spirit of the Lord. So it's not only a godly principle, it's an eternal principle. When the animals behold the speckled animals of Jacob, they gave birth to that. What you behold is what you become. That's why after your children have watched a lot of cartoons, they start behaving like cartoons. Have you gone to those homes where the children start behaving like cartoons? Say good afternoon. Say, you know, I mean, just like cartoon spirit. Start manifesting in that. You ask them what kind of, I remember one time my kid was small, he's a big boy now, right? My son is 6'3", he's taller than me, 17 years, right? I remember when he was small, then one cartoon was raining, Ben 10. How many of you know Ben 10 period? Or some of you were part of that? Did you wear Ben 10 shirts? Who wore Ben 10 shirts? Yeah, okay, I saw a little boy. But the man just came. He wants Ben 10 cake. I said, what is Ben 10 cake? What kind of cake is Ben 10 cake? Do you understand what I'm saying? Because as the children keep watching that cartoon, their desires will be changed. And what I'm trying to say is that it's the principle of life. What you don't want, you don't watch. What you don't want to happen to you, you don't keep in front of you. Preserve your height. Preserve your heart. Preserve your sight. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We live in terrible times. We live in dark times. But we are the light of the world. We are the light of the world. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So you take a hold of God's word and you keep it in front of you. Don't let it out of your sight. It might look like the whole world is caving down, but keep God's word in front of you. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I'm the blessed of the Lord. My going out and my coming in is blessed. God's favor is at work in my life. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Oh, but it doesn't look like I'm favored. A day will come, you will be overrun by favor. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Oh, but the crisis is so much. We don't even know what to do. We know what to do. We speak God's word. We speak God's word over the crisis. We speak God's word over the crisis. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, we're not defeated. New breed is growing stronger and better. He's growing stronger and better. We don't quit. We are not defeated. Every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, we condemn. We have this heritage as the servant of the Lord. And you know what the Bible says? It says, their righteousness is of me. Ah. We're not going under. Come on, I say, we're not going under. This church is not going under. It's coming over. It's coming over. I said it's coming over by the Spirit of God. Yes. Hey, but you don't really understand. No, we don't have to understand. We only understand that God's word works. And God knows how to fix things. Are you still here? Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Don't let the word leave your sight. You know, I know this is a word church, right? You know, when Peter was in that boat and Jesus was walking on water. You know, when you read all those stories, you think that, you know, our church is in Bonny and I come to Port Harcourt. One of those days I was supposed to use the LNG boat. I said, I know. Yeah, then there was no space for me, so I went to use a local boat. That's the day I started respecting Peter. And I almost died that day, I'm telling you. We were on this local boat and the engine went off. You know how these people behave. And then one big ship was coming, the waves were many. One woman started singing Igbo song. You know, they said Igbo song, you hear, you would think that you are in funeral. Madam, you just think that, hey God, this is the day of judgment. You know, I mean, so I asked the guy, what will happen for us to, for this thing to move? He said, until the engine starts. So I said, start the engine in Jesus' name. The guy started it, the engine peaked. Everybody was asking me, are you a man of God? I didn't answer them. Because whether I was in the body or out of the body, I didn't know. Do you understand? So that thing Peter faced on that sea was no joke. It was no joke. Since that day, I told myself, I'm not traveling the local boat again forever. But man of God, there's work to do. Let the one who gave the work send forth laborers into the work. I'm at home. So, yeah, but I didn't travel local boat again. But then the Bible says, Jesus looked at Peter and said, come. And then the Bible says, Peter began to walk towards Jesus. As long as Peter kept his eyes on Jesus, and the last words Peter heard was from the mouth of Jesus, come, Peter could walk on water. But the Bible says, the waves. And when he saw the waves. You know what was going on? The word of God and Jesus was no longer in the sight of Peter. He replaced the word with the waves. And if you replace the word with the waves, and the sound you hear is not the sound of Jesus saying, come, but is the sound of the wave. If that's the sound you're hearing, and if that's the sight you are seeing, you will sink. But if the waves keep blowing, no matter how hard they blow, and no matter how hard they sound, but you keep your eyes on Jesus, you will not sink. So if you're sinking today, I'm asking you, what are you looking at, and what are you hearing? Are you looking at scarcity? Are you hearing the sound of lack? Are you looking at failure? Are you hearing the sound of failure? Are you looking around and you look like everybody has gone? You know, when people say these things, I don't understand when people say, you know, oh my mate, look at all my mates are doing now. I don't really know how my life is going. People's life is going in one direction. My own is just going in another direction. Change it. How can can you be alive and say you don't know how your life is going, and then you are watching your life go in another direction, and then you are following it in that direction? Change it. There's only one direction for your life to go. Only one, by the word. If we tell you things we've done by God's word, you'll be shocked. By the word, just believe in the word. You know how you will believe God's word? You make a confession, you will not laugh at yourself. you know, especially when you're alone, after confessing, you now laugh. Say, oh, Maxwell, you didn't talk, Sean. Do you understand what I'm doing? Like, that's everything around you is just telling you that you have just made a fool of yourself. That's why you will now relax and just laugh at yourself. Then you will now, 10 years down the line, stand in a place and look back and say, that thing I was laughing at myself about, this is it. Like, I'm standing. My life today is a life that's a product of the confessions of when I was in school. We didn't learn the word of faith. We live it. We didn't. Do you understand? It's not something we learned that is not working. Let's live. We don't know any other way to live than by faith. There's no other life. What do you want to? You know, some of you are still like this. I need to finish what I'm teaching tonight. But some of you are still like this because you have people to help you. It would have been good when you don't have anybody to help you. You know, that's how you say, oh God, in this life, I don't have anybody to help you. That's the right spot to be. Some of you have too many people you can call. And some of you know too much. You are praying to God and even telling him how to answer. You know, people there like, say, Father God, I'm just thanking you. I'm believing you, God, for this money. You know, my uncle James, he walk in share, touch his heart. You are telling God whose heart to touch. That means you are just telling God that I know what to do. It's just that I want you to be part of this thing, because the person who has this money is this man. So help me touch his heart. But if you don't touch his heart, I already prepared a text message. That's not faith. Mark 11:22. Are you still here? Come on, are you learning something tonight? Alright. Mark 11:22. You know the story, right? Jesus was going to, and then he caused the fig tree. Right? And when he caused the fig tree, Peter turned the next day. Peter, I mean, those kind of disciples, if that tree did not die, Jesus could not have pretended that he didn't see it. Because the Bible says, Peter looked at it and said, Master, the fig tree you caused had died. If he has not died, Peter will tell you straight. I said, Master, that fig tree, I don't know, did you use good cause? But two things I want to pick there. First of all, do you realize that Jesus never generated power to cause the fig tree? He did not say, oh, thou fig tree. Because some of us cannot relate to simplicity. One time some guy came to our church and he said, we don't pray in the church. I'm like, what do you mean we don't pray? Do you think we achieved all of these things by prayerlessness? His own concept of we don't pray is that we don't pray in such a way that he feels like we're praying. That means that he's not seeing a lot of energy generated in the flesh. Because some of us think power is by noise. A lady in our church, she was pregnant, and then the doctor said the baby was breech or something. And it was a midweek service. So she told my wife, and my wife, they met me in the office. So I just laid hands on, just prayed. I don't know why people call it simple prayer, but I prayed a simple prayer. She went home, it was a Wednesday, a Thursday. They had told them to do a bit of exercise in the morning. And she was going out with the husband. She felt something. She kept feeling something. Before they know, they had to call a midwife. She gave birth at home. Baby turned. Then it was when she was sharing the testimony. That's the point I'm going to. It's not even that. When she was sharing the testimony, She said after I prayed, she was just telling herself, is that all? Because you know the way she wanted me to pray. Right? Oh God, that baby will speak to you. You know, when there's a lot of noise like that, people feel, wow, so a pastor can pray. So when he's praying, his spirit will be flying. And some of you, that's how you do. You just make noise. You are not praying. Just disturb people. Because you know, I know you are not praying. By the time you have left, when you are done praying, you are still in as much unbelief as you were when you started. In fact, some of you leave prayer to complain. You straight from the place of prayer, you just pray to straight to complaining. What I'm saying is that Jesus just said, no man will eat from thee afterwards. 8 words. And the fig tree died. What do we get from that? Casual conversations are also faith confessions. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Come on, did you get what I just said? Casual talk are also faith confessions. It did not say you shall have what you seriously say. It said you shall have what you say. You know, I've sat down when people tell me about what they are going through. You know what I always tell them? You'll be fine. You will come out. You'll be okay. It's just a problem. You'll be okay. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You will never hear me say, ah, this is a serious problem. No, you'll be fine. There's no problem as serious as the victory that God has given to you. Your victory is more serious than the challenges. Come on, are you hearing what I'm saying? What I'm saying tonight is that you will be healed. What I'm saying tonight is that you walk in prosperity. What I'm saying tonight is that you walk in victory. Regardless of what you're going through, listen to the word of God. You will be fine. God's word will sort you out. God's word will put you over. That sin you're struggling with, you will walk out of it. Then you know what Jesus told him? Jesus did not say, Peter, you are my disciple. In dealing with these things, you are not in the God class. These things have secrets. That's not what Jesus told Peter. You know what Jesus told Peter? He says, Peter, have faith in God. Oh boy. What Jesus was trying to say is that the reason I got this result was because of where I placed my faith. Now I know what a faith tech, or we always teach is I have the God kind of faith, but I did a bit of research on it, and it's literally have faith in God. That means if you put your faith in God, your words will carry power. In fact, let me show you how. Do you have the Amplified version? Amplified, if you have it. It says, and Jesus replies, have faith in God constantly. Look at that. Yeah. And Jesus replying said to them, have faith in God constantly. The Kenneth West translation says, and answering, Jesus says to them, be constantly having faith in God. Which means that having faith in God is not a one-off thing. It's a consistent thing. But Hagin will put it this way. Put the faith switch turned on. Consistently have faith in God. Let your faith in God be constant. So the consistency of the practice of faith is that faith becomes a lifestyle, not a principle. The consistency of the practice of faith is that faith becomes a lifestyle, not what? Not a principle. Now, when it says have faith in God, it means that people can have faith in other things. So number one, what is it that people have faith in outside of God? What is it that people have faith in outside of God? Now, let's do something first. Go to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. Like I said, I'm just reminding you of some of the basics. That's why we're having a word of faith convention. Look at that. I want you to look at this. Trust in the Lord with what? No, don't rush over it. Look at it again. Trust in the Lord with what? Now, if I said trust in the Lord with all your heart, it actually means that you can trust in the Lord, but with not all of your heart. Wow, and that's a problem. Because some people partially trust in God. But the Bible says trust in the Lord with what? Trust in the Lord with what? All of your heart. Put all your heart in it. And that's the work of faith. How to put all of our heart in God. It says, and do not what? Lean on your own understanding. Sometimes your understanding can be the obstacle to faith. It's like Mary asking, how can these things be? Or how is this going to happen? You've got to learn to release your faith and not trust. And not try to figure out how it's going to happen. You believe in God for increase to come. You believe in God for increase to come. Well, release your faith. God knows how to get the increase to come. He knows how to do it. He knows who to use. He knows when to bring it. You're believing God to overcome a crisis. Believe God. Put your faith in Him. God knows how to get it done. Not the way you think, but the way He wants. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not in your own understanding. Now, you realize that there are many things people trust in. So we're going to just look at a few. Number one, money. People trust in money. And if you're trusting in money, it simply means you're not trusting in God. People trust in money. Proverbs 11:28, the New American Standard Bible. Proverbs 11:28. He who trusts in his riches will fall. But the righteous will flourish like green leaf. It simply means that the righteous do not trust in money. Hear what I'm telling you tonight. Many of you feel if you have more money, your life will be better. No, if you had more faith, your life will be better. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Don't trust in money. We live in a world that puts a lot of emphasis on money. Whoever trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteous will thrive like a green leaf. Some of us just feel that all our prayer requests, hey, if I just hit 1 billion. Say, Pastor, I will shock you. Yes, you will shock us. Because we will see you in church again. It's not money that's the problem. It's trusting God. You know why? Because there are many things God will do in your life without money. Can I share a very simple testimony with you? I'll be in full-time ministry next year. We'll make it 20 years. I went into full-time ministry immediately after my youth service. So I went into full-time ministry 2007, January 1st. Since 2007, January 1st, till today, I haven't bought any cloth that I use. It's 19 years of being clothed by God supernaturally. Everything I wear. The only thing right now that I bought with my money is Zoom. And when you say, don't think, this one is silver, I bought it from overseas. It's not so. This one is 1,000 naira. That's the most expensive thing I bought in my money. God can buy clothes for you. Say, it's because you are a pastor. Go and ask many pastors. Then where will you punish yourself? If you are a pastor, you can be well taken care of. Why are you suffering? When you know the key. Become a pastor now. If hunger will not kill you. Do you understand? People say, there's money in church and you're looking for money. Start church now. Are you following what I'm saying? I have seen. Why I gave that example is I have seen that you don't have to have money to have certain things. That's why I gave that example. But our mind is so locked up in money that even when God gives us a vision, we're measuring that vision by our bank account. So if I look at you today, I look at you and I said, you can drive a car. the first thing that will come to your mind, your spirit will first say, amen. Then you start calculate. I work as a cashier. They pay me 50,000. Before Tinubu came, during Buhari time, when there was Jonathan, a dollar was 800. Camry, UK use was 2 million. 50 times 12, multiplied by 2. If you remove my house rent. Do you understand? Because to you, it has to be the money, your bank account. What about if you trust God? Come on. I said, what about if you trust God? What about if you just trust God and say, God, let it be unto me according to your word, and to not lean on your understanding. So of course, we are too intelligent for our own good. You are just checking dollar. Today, dollar is 1,359 naira 40 kobo. Tomorrow you wake up, dollar is 1,000. When it was 200, were you building a house? I mean, why are you stressing yourself? One day, I remember in those days, you know, flight just moved up to maybe like 150,000 to Abuja or something. Maybe 100,000 then. Maybe one, I think it was one something, then it came down. I was with a pastor. The man just, what? I said, hey, how we go to fly now? I looked at him and said, who is we? No, because you see, you have to be careful of your association. I say, who is we? Who are we now? He quickly cut himself. Do you understand? Look at what. Let me explain something to you. You just saw something, you've just counted yourself out. I mean, you just saw something, you just by your mouth put yourself in an equation that we cannot afford it. So I had to clarify. Because I'm not part of the 10 spies. We don't have evil reports of the land. We are well able to take over. We are well able to take over. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Let me tell you what I'm trying to teach you tonight. It's very simple, and that's how God has enabled me to live my life. Keep the simplicity. Just have faith. It's as simple as that. No theories to it, no mechanics to it, no seven steps to faith. There's one step. Have it in God. With God, we will do valiantly. With God, we will do valiantly. With God, this ministry will make progress. With God, we will enter the new season of our life. With God, the waves will not swallow us. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's as simple as that. What are you going to do now? We're not going to do anything. We're going to have faith in God. So what will happen? Nothing will happen. We'll have faith in God. If we perish, we perish. But we have faith in God. God is on our side. God is for us. God is for us. And we and God, we make a big team. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
We don't trust in money. Oh, if we had like 6 million, no, we have God. Hey, we don't need to have 6 million, we have God. And but pastor, you know that in this our world, there's a way money, when you just have money, there's a way you can handle things. No, we have God. And our God doesn't just handle things, he creates things. What that actually means is that if the thing is not available, God has the ability to bring it to pass. Have faith in God. Not faith in your money. You know, people who have faith in money struggle to give. Because when they give and they see the offering basket going, they say, hey! 1,000 has gone again. That's why when those people give sacrificial offering, they will harass God. Until God give them their result. Say, Lord, remember, during CLC, I gave 10,000. You know that 10,000 I gave you is not very easy. If only you know where I took that money from, you, until God say, what did you give the money? Please give. That's faith in money. Because you feel that if I give this, it has gone away from me. But faith in God says, I'll be generous and I'll look to God for the harvest. Can we read the amplified version of Proverbs 11:28? Amplified version. Are you learning something tonight? Come on, are you learning something tonight? I want your faith to be pumped up. Live here tonight. Feel like you can take the world. Not just a feeling, but you can. You know, there are certain things that when you hear, praise the name of the Lord. You know, it says, he who leans on, trust in, and is confident in his riches shall fall. But the uncompromisingly righteous shall flourish like what? Like a bowl. The Amplified Classic says, he who trusts in God's provision will flourish like a green leaf. He who trusts in God's provision will flourish like a green leaf. Go to Psalm 52 verse 7. Psalm 52 verse 7. You know, for 40 days and 40 nights, praise God, for 40 days and 40 nights, we can use the areas before that. For 40 days and 40 nights, the Goliath came and was threatening the children of Israel. You know why David didn't hear that? When you hear threat consistently for 40 nights and 40 days, you'll be weakened. Sometimes shut off certain things. Block certain channels. Don't hear it. Don't let it get into your spirit. It'll weaken you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Change the image you are seeing. Change what you are watching. Change the reports. That's why you should not allow certain people get access to you. Some people always complain of negative news. Anybody that something bad happens to, they know. If they don't know, say, give me 5 minutes. Let me confirm. They have sources everywhere. They never confirm good things. I don't listen to such people. Because your heart will sink. You know, the children of Israel, if you read the book of Deuteronomy, it says, the report that our brothers brought made our hearts to fail us. Right? David didn't hear that. So when David came and asked the brothers, say, what's going on here? Why is this guy insulting the... they say, shut up. Don't be talking like that. Say, come. Say, they don't talk like that here. David said, what? He went to someone else. He says, what's making this guy, this uncircumcised Philistine? Because David had not heard 40 nights of somebody boasting. And when the man boasted, David boasted. When it was a battle of words. He says, I will kill you. He's like, I will cut your head. The man that was saying I will cut your head did not have sword. That's when you know that David spoke. You know, it was Goliath's sword that David used to cut. Because when he says I will cut your head, it was just faith confession. The man didn't have sword to cut head. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I tell my members all the time, any land you are in, keep telling yourself, I will not die a tenant in this land. I'll have a house in this land. Just say it. Just say it. Hey, but you know how much lands are costing now? Don't lean on your understanding. If the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and all that, at least he can give you 100 by 50. At least he can give you 100 by 50. At least he can give you 100 by 50. If the earth is the Lord's, at least he can cut small portion for you. Just do you understand? Say it. No, you have not experienced miracles. When you experience miracles, you know that there are strange things on the earth. Somebody can just travel abroad and the children say that they are not coming home again. And they'll be looking for who to sweep the house and give you the house. I'm telling you, the way God can work. When you have experienced miracles from God, you will not doubt God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Don't have faith in money. Don't chase after money as if it's your source. Has that some of you pursue money and not be in church? And yet the money you do not have. See, Pastor, don't worry. This thing I'm chasing, once it come out like this, forget it. Forget it. Forget it. Until we have forgotten you. We have forgotten that you are a member of the church. Faith in money. When somebody starts threatening to give offering, I don't believe them. I'm telling you, once as a pastor, don't worry. Don't want it come like this. I know myself. I know what I will do. Forget. It has never worked like that. God has never received an offering for a man who promised an offering. We don't find it in scriptures. Is you are faithful in little, and God multiplies much. It's like, Pastor, we're having conference. This is my 10,000. I believe one day I'll give 20,000. That's the one we listen to. It's not the one I have promised heaven and earth. And then the 10,000 in your pocket. You have aimed it for shawarma to chill after CNC conference. After the CNC conference, I take my shawarma, my pizza, or just to cool down from the stress of the meeting. And then you're thinking, God is going to come in. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Faith in money. Nobody can become a sacrificial giver who doesn't have faith in God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The next thing people have is faith in the achievements, what they have achieved. Jeremiah 48, verse 7, it says, because you've trusted in your wealth and skill, you'll be taken captive. Trusted in your wealth and skill, what you have achieved. Look at that. I like this. And for because of your trust in your own achievements and treasures. You just are. Before they talk anything, you have reeled out degrees. Before they talk anything, you've mentioned the school you went to. Trust in your achievements. The child of God does not have faith in his achievements. We have faith where? In God. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 17 to 18, he says, you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is that I give it the power to get wealth, so that you will not say, the might of my arm has done this for me. That's what happened to Nebuchadnezzar, right? Stood on the palace and said, this great palace that I've built. Look at that. Otherwise, you may say in your heart, my power and the strength of my hand has made me this wealth. And as he was so bad, said, why the words were in his mouth? God spoke. The man began to eat grass. You know this money you're thinking you have, you know it's just small thing that will turn in your brain. You don't remember that you have money again. See, I have partial memory loss. We'll show you your account. You don't remember all the millions. You don't know what God is doing for you. Don't have faith in your achievements. The fact that tomorrow will be better is not what you have achieved today. It's faith in God. It's faith in God. The fact that tomorrow will be better is not what you achieved. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's faith in God. The fact that your children's life will be better is not what you have saved up for them. It's not the insurance plan you have saved up for them. The Bible says in Psalm 44 verse 3, they did not conquer the land with their swords. It was not their own strong arm that gave them victory. It was your right hand and strong arm and the blinding light from your face that helped them, for you love them. Our victory is because of God's love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The next thing is trust in people. Final one, trust in people. Faith in people. Don't have faith in people. Don't have faith in people. Can we read Psalm 146, verse 3 to 5? NLT. 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 New Living Translation. Thank you. Now, I want us to, this is where I'm going to wrap up, right? But I want us to read this because this is a problem we have in this country. And you know why it's a problem? Because we've been raised up in a system where we are who you know. Do you understand? To have long leg. It's almost like a cultural thing. So you have to retrain yourself. Look at that. Let's look at it. Let's read together. One to go. Do not put your confidence in powerful people. There is no help for you there. Don't put your confidence in powerful people. Oh, I wish we know someone. No. We know God. There's no one on the earth that's bigger than the God we know. See, you know, this message I'm teaching is not very hard, though. I don't like hard things. So. See, but these simple things have changed my life. You know, it's quite interesting. My dad is a pastor, so I started working with him. But I did something. You know, sometimes people come, thank God, because your father is a pastor. That's why you're doing all of this. Until I showed them pastor's children that are smoking cocaine. You know, people just sometimes, you know, some people underplay what God is doing in your life. Why? It's because you're a pastor's child. And they have not seen pastor's children that are selling their father's cars to buy cigarettes. But you know, when I was getting into ministry, I made up myself. I said, I will do ministry as if my dad is no longer alive. So I wasn't waiting for him to introduce me. I wasn't waiting for him to do certain things for me. Some of you trust too much in people. Your whole life, you enter this year with promises that a man gave you. You just called your uncle. Your uncle said, don't worry. Okay, I'll see what I can do. Sometime around second quarter of the year. You now went to sleep. You're just shouting destiny helper everywhere. You see this destiny helper message? If you are not careful, all your life, you'll be praying for one man to show up to make your life better. I don't teach it. Have faith in God. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes,
come on, are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes,
all those people you have trusted in your life, you will dethrone them tonight. Even as a pastor, that's why I wrote my book, God is the Highest Giver. There's no highest giver in our ministry. Just you think that, oh, this is my son in the Lord. I've blessed him. The man has had one massive contract. Now we can change our LED. The man will ask you to come and dedicate car. You dedicate car. You dedicate a house for his dog. You will just be, every time you say, Pastor, God has done it all. We thank God for your grace. Please dedicate this. You will dedicate until you ask him that, oh boy, what is your problem? Then if you now tell him, why you know, there are things to do in the local church. Our pastor is after our money. He's asking us to do. Is he not willing, a willing offering again? Trouble. He has gone to join another church. When you ask him, say you are harassing him for tithes. Don't put trust. Don't feel that if God bless people, they will remain in your church. Because God is going to use strangers to build your wall. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And you know why people act that way? Their trust is in money. They don't want to stay where they'll be accountable and where they want to give. But let's read on. Let's continue that verse so we can close. Hallelujah. Don't put your trust where? In people. So don't put your confidence in powerful people. There's no help for you there. When they breathe their last, they return to the earth. Look at this. And all their plans die with them. But joyful are those who have the God of Israel as their helper. Come and say, the God of Israel is my helper. He says, whose hope is in the Lord their God. Hallelujah! Joyful are those who have God as their helper. I'm not looking for a destiny helper. God is my helper. I have a helper. What's his name? God. I put my trust in people. Hallelujah! I don't put my trust in people. My trust is in God. I said my trust is in God. My trust is in God. I don't know a powerful man. I know a powerful God. I said, I don't know a powerful man. I know a powerful God. Hallelujah. Come on, I said, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Go to verse 5. 146:5. Psalm 146:5. Thank you, Lord. But joyful are those who have the God of Israel as their helper, and whose hope is in the Lord, the God. Whose God are we talking about? Verse 6. He made heaven and the earth, the sea, and everything in them. You know one thing about this God? He keeps every promise forever. God is a promise keeper. He's a faithful God. Hallelujah. Do you know why you can't trust in people? Imagine who God used to feed. Luke 4:26. Last scripture, NLT. Luke 4:26. Look at who God used to feed.
Elijah.
Yet Elijah was not sent to any of them. He was sent instead to a foreigner, a widow of Zarephath in the land of Sidon. If God wanted to feed his prophets, why did he not send him to the king? Send him to a widow. That's why it's miraculous. And I see tonight a wave of the miraculous. Let's stand on our feet. I see tonight a wave of the miraculous. Thank you, Lord Jesus. A wave of the miraculous. Barakasulemando Shapata.